Yeah, that's one thing about my place. The insulation is really bad in it, and it's an old, you know, wooden siding over wood slat, you know, kind of construction. So, just, it's really, really poorly insulated. Leaks like a sieve. Got that old red blanket insulation in it. And it's not even, it's old 40s thick construction, and I don't even know if they could get new insulation up there. I'm going to do something with it. I don't know if I'm going to white box it, in which case, you know, I could strip it down to the studs and then re-insulate it or something, or just something else. But I'm going to do something with it going into retirement here, because it doesn't really suit what we want, or what we need, I should say. But you're right. Something like yours, God, that'd be ideal if we had something like that right now. I think there's some things in these new homes that have become standard. The kids have... you know, come to expect now, the younger generations, that, you know, we didn't have any, you know, necessarily, you know, we never thought nothing of it. I mean, if we had a bath and a half, why would you need more than that, you know? And, but I could see, you know, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 1 bath exclusively for a master suite. I know it sounds pretentious, but it's not. I think that's very practical. So the, you know, the homeowners have a master suite with a big walk-in closet. That's kind of a good thing that's come out of all this. And then, you know, and then 2 bedrooms that share a bath, and then a half bath for you know, for visitors and stuff like that. You know, so they don't necessarily have to go to the full baths that are, you know, so. And I do like the open floor plans. I like the kitchen that opens to the living area in the dining area. I like that, whereas things tend to be a little bit more closed off. Although the house you're in, you know, it has the knockout to the family room, and it's wide open to the dining, which is wide open to the living. So you kind of almost get that open, you know, feel. Not quite like they're doing now, but those homes did a pretty good job of that. I also liked in those homes, like you've got there, they had that little room in the front that, you know, you could keep that real tidy and pretend like you're somebody. So when the insurance guy comes by, you can sit there, the Fuller Brush Man, you can sit there and he doesn't have to see the pigsty you actually live in.